A political blame game has erupted in the Northern Territory over how authorities handled the alleged sexual assault of a two-year-old girl in the town of Tennant Creek last week. The Minister for Territory Families wants to know whether police shared all of the information they had on the girl's family with her department. Police told a select group of reporters late yesterday that they had made multiple notifications to the department about the family. Stephanie Zillman reports.
The ABC understands that the house in Tennant Creek, where a toddler was allegedly sexually assaulted, had also been the scene of an assault less than 2 weeks earlier that left a man dead. It's now emerged that police did not notify the Department of Territory Families about the earlier assault. The Minister for Territory Families, Dale Wakefield, says she wants to know the specifics of which agencies knew what and when.
I want to make sure we've got all of that information. You know, there are a number of agencies that may hold information in this case as well. We need to make sure we've got all the information from police and a range of other services and make sure they've been sharing that information.
The ABC requested an interview with the Northern Territory Police Commissioner and a spokesperson said he was not available. Late yesterday, selected journalists attended a briefing with police who said they had made 16 notifications about the girl's family to the Department of Territory Families. The CEO of Territory Families previously told the ABC that those notifications had not related specifically to the toddler, but to other people in the household and concerned matters of domestic violence and alcohol abuse. Minister Dale Wakefield says the links between domestic violence in a household and risks to children are well established.
I think that we have some things we can do to improve our agency's response to domestic and family violence and how Territory Families as an agency works better with the specialist domestic violence services, with the legal services and with police in regards to domestic and family violence and assessing risk.
Dale Wakefield is in Tennant Creek today and says she's ordered an urgent review of all cases of children known to the department who have had multiple notifications.
We believe that we have failed this young child, and we know we need to keep working to improve.
The Mayor of Tennant Creek, Steve Edgington, says alcohol remains the most immediate problem facing the town.
No doubt alcohol is the major causal factor. The things that we need to start thinking about is how are we going to change what's happening here in Tennant Creek? We know that there's a shortage of housing. We know that there's been these child protection notifications. We know that there's a high level of domestic violence. And at the moment, the crime rates are significantly higher than where they were 12 months ago.
He says he's not concerned by which approach to alcohol management the Territory Government adopted because it's the supply of sly grog that's the main issue.
Look, what might have worked some time ago has had a different effect. So the effect of having police and a banned drinker register means that people are going to look for alternatives. Now's the time to start looking at different methods to attack the secondary supply as well.
The Mayor of Tennant Creek, Steve Edgington. Stephanie Zillman, our reporter.